Give a man a fish and he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish and he eats for a lifetime, or so goes the saying. But there's an advocacy group whose axiom might as well be, give a homeless man running shoes and he stands a fair chance of becoming a productive and healthy member of society. From the city of Brotherly Runners, Britta Conroy Randall has our story.
Before dawn, on a chilly Monday morning, a group of homeless men gather on a street corner in North Philadelphia. Dodging raindrops, they hop from side to side to stay warm. But they're not here by chance. They've come to run.
Got our jumping jacks. You're 25. Ready? Go.
That's Joe Lynch, the team leader of the Back on My Feet running team. He and other volunteers come together three times a week to run with people from a nearby homeless shelter.
If you're going 3 miles, you're going ridge, you're going to go around Girard College, which is the big stone wall out there. You cannot miss it.
After a stretch and some team announcements, they're off.
All right. Everybody stay with somebody and we'll be good to go.
Back on My Feet started in 2007 with just 6 runners. Since then, the group has grown to serve over 1,000 people. Organized teams, which include the non-homeless, run 3 to 4 mornings a week and reach distances ranging from 1 mile runs to full marathons. Back on My Feet partners with homeless shelters to provide the opportunity to join one of 6 running teams across the city. The organization provides sneakers, clothing, and an orientation. But Back on My Feet Vice President Sandy Merrill says the rest is up to the runners.
It's not about being there because you have to be. Back on My Feet does not provide food. We do not provide their shelter. People who are there because they're opting to be there. They're choosing to be there. And I think in order for someone to really and truly change, that change has to come from a willingness and a desire. And so it's not about forcing someone to be a part of this program. It's about giving them the opportunity and allowing them to make the most of that by coming out every day and giving it their all.
Thomas Young, who's been running with the club for 9 months, says the interaction and emotional support he gets from his teammates have been a major part of his progress.
My life before I started with the group was chaotic, mostly dealt with stealing, robbing, selling drugs, manipulating people. And to be around positive people, college students, people that are working, you know, doing the next right thing is a highly motivated, you know. I ask questions, I talk to people from all walks of life. It helps.
After 2 months with the club, members with at least 90% attendance are offered help with other parts of their lives. Again, Sandy Merrill.
Through building a strength of team and a strength of self through the running program, we allow these individuals to connect with job training opportunities, education opportunities, hiring partners to help them move their lives forward in a way that's self-sustainable.
Temple University is monitoring the program as part of a long-term study on the effect of running on self-esteem. Though the study is not complete, Assistant Professor Jeremy Jordan has already seen some interesting results.
Some of the things we've measured are self-esteem, self-confidence, their ability to feel connected to those around them. I think what's even more important for any runner is that it allows you to keep setting goals. That gives me this level of self-confidence. So yeah, I get the physiological benefit of feeling good after exercising, but it also helps me feel like, you know what, I can do things that previously I thought I couldn't. Those two things combined are very important.
Back on My Feet has expanded to serve homeless communities in Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Boston, Chicago, Dallas, and Indianapolis. Patrick Markey from the Coalition for the Homeless says that most shelters don't have enough resources to provide this sort of program, but this method could be the way forward for combating long-term homelessness. What's more, he says, it's changing the very face of homelessness.
The general public still has a lot of stereotypes about who's homeless. I think the typical person thinks a homeless person is an older man in bedraggled clothing. The reality is much different. A lot of them are folks that are pretty able-bodied. They, you know, having recreational activities, athletic events for them is as important as it would be to anybody who has a home. And anything that helps kind of break the stereotypes but also help homeless people kind of maintain some connection to what were their daily lives, anything like that is going to help.
Sandy Merrill says the spectrum of emotions that members experience as part of the running team can be transferred to everyday life.
Running is the vehicle. It's the microcosm for a lot of life lessons. You know, good, bad, and ugly, the challenges, the struggles, the joys, the opportunities that you get when you're out for a run are very similar to the ones you will feel in life. And so if someone can learn about themselves, how they handle that, that I think is really what makes running such a unique vehicle for this.
Oba Garrett has been running for 9 months and is now working full-time and living in his own apartment. He says running every morning allowed him time to reflect, something he'd never had the opportunity or confidence to do before he started running.
When you do that while you're running, it also helps in the work that you're doing on yourself, the personal inventory that you're doing on yourself in trying to turn your life around. And you're investing in yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. And to have self-esteem, self-confidence, to walk around with a sense of pride because you're working towards a goal.
Garrett says running is what saved him from returning to the streets. He's now working in security at the State House in Trenton, New Jersey. But beyond that, running allowed him to experience an entirely new feeling.
Running to me means liberation. It means a sense of freedom. That's how I would define running.
Back on the street, team members are returning from their runs. As Roland Randolph and Raymond Pickett warm down, they reflect on what keeps them running.
I was a little scared of coming out, committing. Then once I got out here, I've been hooked ever since. I love it. It's a beautiful experience. It's a blast. You don't have to pay me to get out here, put it that way.
Teaching me more discipline, it gives me more positive things to do on my time. I always had it, but it just, like, when you get fed up with certain things, you make your mind go forward and not backwards.
For Only a Game, I'm Britta Conroy Randall.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Tribou. Our technical director is John Ferrati. Our intern is Mark Filippino. Special thanks this week to Jeremy Bernfeld and to Ed, life coach in training, Gilman. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, listen to archived shows and stories, or learn more about our weekly music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Boston Globe columnist Bob Ryan, who likes the NCAA tournament.
And it's got this rank outsider who are fulfilling the American dream that anything's possible.
Let's not take it too far, Bob. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at mecfound.org. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.